foaminess of the cream helps hold the water in place long enough to soak in. For an electric razor, of course, you shouldn't use shaving cream. Electric razors shear your hairs off, snipping them like tiny scissors. This works best on brittle hair that's pointing straight out, which is why electric shaving lotions contain alcohol to dry the hairs and make them stand straight. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by Eric Sonstrom with help from Henry Prang in the Medical Sciences program. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Yael Cassander.
In sports, Manny Harris scored 19 points and Michigan survived a 10-minute scoreless second-half stretch to beat Iowa 55-47 in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. The win sent ninth-seeded Michigan into tomorrow's quarterfinals against number 8-ranked and top-seeded Wisconsin. The Badgers beat the Wolverines twice in the regular season. A young Penn State squad, seeded 7th, faces 10th-seed Illinois in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis today. At the half, Illinois led by 2 points, the score 39-37. Northwestern is the lowest-seeded team in the Big Ten tournament at 11th, and the Wildcats face Minnesota today in the first round of the tournament. Minnesota is still trying to gain a spot in the NCAA tournament and could be helped by a good run through the tournament. And the Chicago Blackhawks lost to Carolina last night means the Hawks have lost 4 straight, all but dashing their postseason hopes. Chicago has missed the playoffs in 8 of the last 9 seasons. That's sports.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Christie Clinic Association, with offices in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, Mahomet, Tuscola, and Danville, providing quality health care to the residents of Central Illinois.
It's 2:43 Central Time, 58 degrees in Urbana. You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. IEDs, improvised explosive devices, they have been used against U.S. and allied forces in Afghanistan and Iraq. They cause a great number of casualties, deaths, and injuries. Often the injuries are obvious, but some soldiers may have no external signs of trauma. Nevertheless, their brains may have been severely damaged, and they are the victims of traumatic brain injury. In this portion of the program, we'll take a look at traumatic brain injury, or TBI, and hear about a program of the Illinois Department of Veterans to screen for TBI, the Illinois Warrior Assistance Program. The program is said to be the first state program in the nation to provide traumatic brain injury screening to all interested Illinois veterans, especially those returning from combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. My guest is Tammy Duckworth. She's a veteran of Iraq. 3.5 years ago, she was severely injured in Iraq. She was co-piloting a Black Hawk helicopter near Baghdad when a rocket-propelled grenade hit the aircraft and exploded. When she woke up at Walter Reed Memorial Hospital, she learned the explosion would cost her both her legs and that it had shattered her right arm. A major in the Illinois National Guard, she is now the director of the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs. Director Duckworth, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me on, Celeste. It's really important to talk about this issue.
Yeah. Are there symptoms that begin to appear after exposure to the blast of an IED or any other kind of explosion? And how long afterwards do these symptoms appear?
Well, it depends on how bad your injury is. And yes, there are symptoms, but the problem is the symptoms can be very similar to the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, which is an emotional injury, a mental injury where due to stress. But traumatic brain injury, some of the symptoms can be loss of short-term memory. Maybe you have trouble remembering things that you used to be able to remember before. It can be increased aggressiveness because it depends on what part of your brain is actually injured. What the brain injury does, it's literally your brain being shaken around inside your skull. And so if you injure the part of your brain that controls emotions, for example, you may lose control of your emotions. Or you may be the opposite. You may be very detached or emotionally numb. It could be your memory. It could be any number of things. You could lose part of your vision. And that's why it's so important to get screened for it, because depending on if you have mild or moderate brain injury, you can be symptom-free for 3, 4, 5, 6 months. And it's a matter of accumulative. So you may have several instances where you have minor injuries that build up on each other, kind of like a high school football player. You know, if you think of a Friday night football game and your quarterback gets hit pretty hard in a ball game, and maybe he gets hit pretty hard in 2 or 3 ball games in a season, you know darn well all of the parents out there would be demanding that he gets checked for a concussion. But we're not doing it for our soldiers.
Yeah. You know, this cumulative effect on the brain is pretty frightening. How is the military dealing with that risk?
Well, the Army has just announced that they are going to start screening 100% of their service members for brain injury, but that's only starting just this year. The other services, the Marines, the Navy, have not announced anything like that. And so up until now, and up until the Illinois program for our National Guardsmen, there is no mandatory 100% screening. You get tested if you have an obvious injury like I did. I was very severely wounded. It was obvious I was in a big explosion, so I was screened. But if you're someone who was, say, a truck driver and you hit a few IEDs, maybe smaller ones, and you survived them and you looked fine, you never received a screening for brain injury. And so you could actually have a cumulative effect of several concussion-like events and never have known that you've had a brain injury this whole time.
Okay. Now, the Illinois Warrior Assistance Program, is it geared to veterans, people who served in the Guard, or is it across the branches of the military?
It is available and open to 100% of Illinois veterans. So it's for any Illinois person who served in uniform in a combat situation. If you were in Vietnam, if you were in Iraq, if you were in Desert Storm, or if you were in Afghanistan. So any veteran from the state of Illinois can call in and be screened for both the post-traumatic stress disorder and for the traumatic brain injury. Because most veterans are going to have one or the other or a combination of both. And it's really important to know which you have or if you have both.
Now, how is the screening done?
Sure. You can do it one of two ways. You can come into one of my offices, or you can just call the hotline, and that's 1-866-554-IWAP. And you can call the hotline, and when you call in, it's about a 20-minute questionnaire. You will talk to a mental health expert, a clinician, who will screen you and ask you questions. And at the end of that, you will be told that it looks like you may have traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress disorder or both. And then we will help you get scheduled for to go into a provider near your home so that you can actually be given a diagnosis.
Yeah, okay. And then after the diagnosis, what's next? What therapy, what treatment is available for TBI?
Well, there are several things. You can, if you are willing to go to the VA, my offices will help you get you scheduled for a VA and get you in that route so that you can get the care through the VA system. But if you do not want to go to the VA, or many of our service members are still serving and they want confidentiality, so we will maintain the confidentiality and we will help them get treated through a provider. We're working with the Illinois Traumatic Brain Injury Association. And it just depends on what part of your brain was injured, what your treatment will be. If it's a memory loss issue, then we'll help you work with that. But if it's an emotional issue where it was actually the part of your brain that controls emotion, we'll take care of that. And the state, you know, this is free 100% free to the veteran, and we will help you all the way to, if you need brain surgery, then the state of Illinois will take care of that as well. Because, you know, these are combat wounds, whether it's the mental disorder or whether it is the brain injury. Our service members deserve to have their wounds cared for.
Yeah. TBI is called the signature wound of these wars, Iraq and Afghanistan. So why aren't the various branches of the military doing more? Why is it left to the states, a state like Illinois?
Well, I think that it was something that snuck up on the military in that the mild and moderate cases. The severe cases we've known about because you get tested right away. But part of the problem is that as the war has gone on, our service members are going back two or three or four rotations. You know, we have units in Illinois that have been deployed four times in the past 5 years. Especially at transportation units. And so there's this cumulative effect that's happening that was never anticipated because nobody thought that these troops would be going back three or four times. You know, unlike Vietnam, in Vietnam you usually did one tour of duty and then you were done. Some people did multiple, but most people just did one. In Iraq and Afghanistan, these young men and women are going back at least two times and often three or four times. And so you have this cumulative effect of one concussion after another building up. We also have much better equipment now. People are surviving blast injuries who never would have survived them before. I'm in that category.
Right.
I would not have been listed as wounded in action in a previous war. I would have been listed as killed in action. So thanks to the great armor and wonderful equipment we have people surviving more, but that's been resulting in a lot of these injuries that the military has never had to deal with.
Okay. And I think it's important here again to emphasize that this assistance is free, the Illinois Warrior Assistance Program. It's free, it's confidential, and it's not tied to the department, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, and to the various branches of the armed forces.
Correct.
Are there any other things that you would like to mention here that are components of the Illinois Warrior Assistance Program that we haven't yet talked about?
Absolutely. I want to make sure that family members know that they can call the hotline as well. Because oftentimes when the service member is suffering from the brain injury or from the post-traumatic stress disorder, they themselves are in denial. And this hotline is open 24 hours a day, and if you're a family member and you want to call in and get information or get help for your loved ones, you can do that. That's why we made it a hotline, because we want either the service member or their family member to be able to call us from their kitchen, sitting at their kitchen table, from the relative comfort of their own home and get help. So if you're a family member, you need to get the word out to your loved one who has served in uniform. Oftentimes it's the wife or the mom or the daughter or the husband who sees the change in behavior first. The service member may think they're perfectly fine, but the family members oftentimes are the first to notice that there is a problem because you're just not the same as you were before you went off to war.
Who's answering the calls? Who's picking up the hotline?
They're all trained clinicians, so you're not going to get a phone operator and you're not getting a call center. You're actually getting actual trained clinicians, and all of our people have been trained by the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago, so they are the leading experts in traumatic brain injury in the country, if not the world, and so they've trained all of our people. When you call in, you're going to get a healthcare professional, not an operator, and we will take care of you right away.
It's been up and running now for a couple of months. What kind of response have you seen to date?
We're in our second month of the program, and we've had over 1,500 people call in or use the webpage at illinoiswarrior.com to look for help. And we've had people reach out to us from as far away as military bases in Germany.
Hmm. And before we wrap up here this afternoon, maybe you'd want to mention the checkoff that's on the Illinois tax return.
Yes, thank you so much. So many people ask me what they can do to help our veterans. And a really easy way is on the Illinois income tax return. There is one line where you can check off and donate a few dollars, whatever you can afford to donate, a dollar or five or more, that will go into the fund to help Illinois' veterans and our veterans' homes. And what that money will be used for is to buy things to make their lives a little bit easier. You know, I can provide for all of their medical needs, but sometimes, you know, It's things that make their lives a little bit better, like maybe a therapeutic spa tub that will help them with their aches and pains, or maybe it's something, you know, to help them, art therapy or things like that, that will help make their lives a little bit nicer. So we have to raise $100,000 each year in order to be included in next year's tax return. And so we are urging anybody in Illinois who would like to support our veterans to please, you know, do the checkoff on your income tax return.
Okay, very good. And the hotline again is 1-866-554-IWAP, which stands for the Illinois Warrior Assistance Program. And the website is www.illinoiswarrior.com. Let me give the hotline one more time. 1-866-554-IWAP. Tammy Duckworth,
wonderful.
Thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you for having me on.
Tammy Duckworth is a Major in the National Guard. She is the director of the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs.
Earth and sky.
Scientists have linked car exhaust with higher risk of heart disease. That's according to a study led by research toxicologist John Incardona of the Northwest Fisheries Science Center near Seattle, Washington.
The fact is that we're breathing an aerosolized oil spill if you're in a big city. There's this well-known link between ambient, everyday urban air pollution and heart disease, heart attacks, acute arrhythmias.
Incardona's research got its start from studies of the Exxon Valdez oil spill. In the lab, he tested the effects of three-ringed polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, or PAHs, on tropical zebrafish, a medical analog to humans.
We were able to make these observations by directly looking at the beating heart in a living embryo, and saw that the function was disrupted by exposure to the three-ringed PAHs.
Because these PAHs have not been linked to cancer, Incardona said they've been ignored until now.
What if it really is these compounds that nobody's looking at and there's no regulation for them? So that's why it matters.
We asked Incardona just how much city air pollution contributes to heart attacks.
That's what we don't know, right? Because we study the fish. We've simply identified these compounds as toxic. It's up to the medical community to go and look at these and ask whether or not these things are contributing to the acute effects of air pollution.
Thanks today to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, where Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Warden Martin Subaru, Champaign's exclusive Subaru dealer, on Route 45 in Savoy, online at wardenmartin.com. Information at 217-352-8910 for Warden Martin Subaru in Savoy.
It's 2 minutes before 3 o'clock. Coming up at 3, the world from PRI. On the program today, Mexico used to be a way station for drug traffickers. Now it's a major production center for heroin and cocaine. Mexico's police are no match for the nation's powerful drug cartels, so Mexico's president has deployed the nation's army. That story in the day's news coming up this afternoon on The World, 2 minutes away. And we hope you will join us this afternoon at 4:45 and 6:45 during All Things Considered for Environmental Almanac, and Fridays at those same times, 4:45 and 6:45 for the Public Square. You're tuned to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Celeste Quinn. Our technical director is Henry Frain. Mike Sola's forecast for Illinois and Indiana tonight: in the north, partly cloudy, elsewhere partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a few isolated thunderstorms in the south. Lows ranging from 30 in northwestern Illinois to around 50 in southern Indiana. Tomorrow, in northern and central sections, partly sunny in the south, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers, most numerous in Indiana. Highs tomorrow ranging from 44 in northwestern Illinois to 60 in southern Indiana. In Champaign-Urbana tonight, cloudy with a few showers during the evening, then a chance for rain after midnight. The low 37. The wind from the northeast at 4 to 8 miles per hour. Tomorrow, Friday, partly sunny, the high 52. The wind from the northwest at 6 to 12 miles per hour. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers possible. The low 35. And the outlook for Saturday, mostly cloudy, windy, and cooler with a chance for showers of rain or snow, mainly before noon, the high 42. Up next, it's The World from PRI. Stay tuned.